T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, rolling towards Padre baseball pregame show in about 15 minutes. Before we get there, Chris Sello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and our visit with the president of the San Diego Wave FC, the legendary one, Jill Ellis.
CEO of the San Diego Wave FC, the great Jill Ellis joins us here on Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. And Jill, congratulations. Your team gets off to a good start with a season-opening win in Houston and now gets set for the home opener. I know you're very excited about this. Tell us a little bit about the preparations for Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Like you said, it's the first home match for us. So we're showcasing our new jerseys, hoping for, you know, big turnout to get behind the players. And you know, at this point, and you guys know this in sports, it's about collecting points, you know, within the conference. So we want to come out the gates. We're playing a really good team in Gotham, but I think we're excited. We're ready to go.
Joe, through the Challenge Cup and in through that first game that you guys were able to win in Houston, what have you learned about this squad, or what do you think needs to continue to improve with this squad?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think, you know, our coach Casey Stoney, I mean, she's very familiar with building a team sort of from nothing. You know, we've obviously recruited players and brought players in and drafted players. And, you know, that does take time to gel. You can't throw them all together and have it be perfect. You know, I think at this point we're just looking to continue to improve. So starting with a win in Houston was a great result. And, you know, I certainly think we're looking for, you know, everything from, you know, the attacking side, from your front five to really start to blend and learn their chemistry. And, you know, defensively as a team, be super organized. And, you know, I love that our team loves to press our opponents. And kind of we say in soccer, be on your front foot, you know, be very aggressive. So I think those are things that we're just working on collectively as a team. But, you know, at this point, she's still, you know, fine-tuning things and getting chemistry pieces. And listen, I'll be fair. We've had our fair share of, you know, COVID and some injuries going through this opening period. Getting everybody healthy so everyone's available for selection, and then you start to grow. And, you know, I always used to say to my players, myself, you know, we know it's a marathon, not a sprint. So it's really about evolving as the season goes through.
Great start for the San Diego Wave FC, a victory in Houston, 1-0, 3 points on the board, and the home opener, long anticipated after the Challenge Cup. Talk a little bit about the reception from the fans here in San Diego, Jill. It seems like everybody's been very excited, very supportive. Some of the crowds for the Challenge Cup were terrific. Now you go in, you kind of up the ante a little bit with the regular season, but this team seems like it's been really well received here in San Diego so far.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was a dream destination to come live, and now I understand why. I mean, you know, the San Diegans, they like to come to a game, and I always say it's a game with a party attached to it. You know, I've seen people in the plaza, people having fun, you know, kids showing up with signs. You know, obviously we know Mother's Day is Sunday, so we're like, bring your mom, you know, bring her out to the game. But overall, I think the reception's been great. You know, people, you know, they're thirsty for women's professional soccer and women's professional sports. So yeah, we've had good turnout. We're obviously, you know, we want to continue to grow our fan base, and we want the curious, we want the diehards, we want everybody to come out and really get behind our team. Because listen, our coach has said this. You know, we've played well at home in the Challenge Cup, primarily because there's people in the stands cheering us on, and that's an added bonus. You know, we all know the benefits of playing in front of your home crowd. So yeah, we're hoping for a big turnout, a lot of noise, and people show up and bring all your friends and have a party. Let's go.
Jill Ellis, president of the San Diego Wave, joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Jill, this might be a silly question, but to start the year, whether it be early in the Challenge Cup and into the season, Alex Morgan has looked terrific. She has been a lot to deal with for defense. Is this how you imagined it? Is this how this organization imagined it when they brought her on this squad?
Definitely. I mean, Alex, you know, obviously has a tremendous experience, leadership on the field. But, you know, ultimately as a forward, and she would be the first one to say this, you measure yourself by scoring goals and setting other people up. And she's been doing that. She scored, four goals in her opening few games. And that's great for a striker, right? They feel the rhythm. They start to get build momentum. So, yeah, I mean, this is why Alex was brought in, was to kind of give our attacking presence a punch. You know, having coached Alex, she's great both sides of the ball, meaning, you know, if we don't have it, she's the first one to sort of press and get out and try and win it back. So, you know, I just think the leadership, the quality of play that Alex can bring to us certainly is a massive bonus for our team. And, you know, and then I think for the fans, that's why they come, watch games, they score goals and get some excitement, and she brings that to the game as well. So, you know, we've got some fantastic players. We've got younger players coming straight out of the college draft, and then we've got, you know, Olympians, you know, we've got Olympic gold medalists in goal. We've got some world champions on the pitch. So it's a great balance, I think, guys.
Wave FC opens its inaugural home regular season Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the University of San Diego Torero Stadium. They'll take on Gotham. And Jill Ellis is the president of the Wave FC. You talked about coaching Alex Morgan, and you're a great coach in your own right, Jill, and won the two World Cups. Are you having any difficulty as a front office executive watching Casey Stoney coach this team? Do you want to get your two cents in from time to time?
You know, it's kind of funny, right? Like, and you guys can appreciate this. So actually, it was probably this time last year, I was in spring baseball and I had dinner with Tony La Russa. And I actually asked him this, right? Because obviously he went to the front office, and now he's back in the dugout. And I said to him, I was like, how was it, you know, being up in the stands and, you know, being up in the suite? And he goes, oh, I hated it. You know, he's like, yeah, you have no control. So I kind of, you know, stored that away. But no, listen, I very much enjoyed my 30 plus years on the sideline. I'm excited to kind of be in this role. And, you know, what I know I have in Casey Stoney is an exceptional coach, an exceptional leader, and someone that, yeah, you don't want a medal. Like as someone there now in this role, you want to be supportive. You want to provide resources. But ultimately, it's, you know, it's the coach's team to build, and they get to see them every day and make those decisions. And you got to support that. So I'm, you know, no, I feel like we're in a great spot. And, yeah, I don't think I'll be Tony. I don't think a year from now he's back on the pitch. I really got a lot of faith in what we're doing.
Jill, you mentioned earlier about it being a marathon and not a sprint, and I don't think those who may not be as familiar with the game recognize how long the season is. How do the women manage playing such a long season? And that's not, you know, you still got qualifying cup for people's countries and different things like that you're contending with. How do you guys work that through the season?
It's a great question. I mean, we are sort of unique in that way, in that we have international competitions. You know, our women's national team will be trying to qualify for World Cup during this season. So we lose some of those players at times, and we take a break in the league. So it is a lot to juggle. But yeah, I think the reality is when we drafted this team and put it together, Casey recognized that we will at times, you know, miss a few players, and she sort of built that into the plan. So, you know, and the other thing I think is great is, you know, in this Challenge Cup, which was basically a precursor to our season, we've played, I think every single player on the roster has played valuable minutes. You know, we've dealt with COVID, we dealt with injuries, but in doing that and managing that, you certainly get a lot of you know, players, a lot of minutes, and you hope that pays you back, right, in terms of just going through the season. And, you know, so I think we've probably played more players in our opening games than most of the teams in the league. And yeah, that's the investment you make in people. And yeah, listen, we want to get results, but, you know, we want to build momentum. I always say you want to start out simmering and then be boiling when it really gets going. So good start and lots to build on.
Last thing, Jill, and we really appreciate the time. Jill Ellis is with us from the Wave FC. Talk a little bit about the development of this league and where it's come from and where it is now. It's in its 10th year. It's all over the country. For those that aren't 100% familiar yet, this is the highest women's professional soccer league out there in the world, really. And, you guys are bringing some tremendous excitement and some tremendous athletes to the pitch. I just want to make sure the San Diego fans are aware of what they're going to go out and see on Saturday night.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I'm sure most, I would hope a lot of fans, you know, kind of recognize the Women's World Cup, and, you know, over a billion viewers watched that in 2019. So these, you know, our sport is definitely a sort of a global event. But to your point, specifically locally, I mean, they're going to see international superstars. I mean, we've got players on our team. We've got them from Canada. We've got them from Sweden. We've got them from England. And then in our opponents as well, you're just seeing, you know, what the beauty of our sport is, you are seeing some of the best players in the world right in your backyard, which a lot of sports can't say that. You know, it's like having the Michael Jordans and the LeBrons in your backyard in their respective sports. So this is a great opportunity for people to come out and see the very, very best. You know, Alex is a two-time world champion. She's an Olympic gold medalist. She's kind of done it all, and now you get to see that up close and personal, which I think for the kids is really special. You know, they get to see their heroes, they get to see, and the beauty of it is we got boys and girls, you know, wearing our jerseys, and it's not just about young girls being out there. It's really about people coming out and watching, you know, tremendous athletes compete and work together.
Go to the website wavefc.com. You can find out about ticket information. Saturday night is the season opener, the inaugural season, the Wave off to a great start. Jill Ellis, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on the early success, and look forward to catching up with you and seeing you down at a game soon.
Well, I really appreciate it. Tony and Chris, you guys are great. Love what you do, and thanks for your support.
We appreciate
Saturday
that.
Night.
Thank you, Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
Right. Bye,
Jill
guys.
Ellis right there from the San Diego Wave FC on the premier Carlsbad of Chevrolet hotline. What? I never get the outro right when I don't have the piece
find,
of paper.
Find new roads. Find new roads, Chris.
Just find new roads and leave me alone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.